program Shirai.
Praise the Lord. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley.
Zvino Jerubhaari ndiye Gideon wakamuka mangwanani iye navanhu vose vaiva naye vakandodzika matende avo patsime raHerodhi. Misasa yeMidian yakanga iri nechekumusoro kwavo pachikomo cheMore pampata.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, vanhu vaunawo vakawandisa kuti ndiise vaMidiani mumaoko avo, kuti vaIsraeri varege kuzvikudza pamberi pangu vachiti, maoko edu ndiwo akatiponesa.
Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 20,000, and there remained 10,000.
Naizvozvo zvino enda undoparidza vanhu vazvinzwe uti, ani nani unotya, unodedera, ngaadzoke hake abve pagomo reGiriadhi. Vanhu vane zviuru zvina makumi maviri nezviviri vakadzoka, vakasara vane zviuru zvine gumi.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many, bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there, and it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, and the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Ipapo Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, nazvino vanhu vachiri vazhinji, enda navo kumvura ndivaedzepo. Zvino kana ndikati kwauri, uyu unofanira kuenda newe, ndiye uchaenda newe. Asi kana ndikati kwauri, uyu haafaniri kuenda newe, iye haangaendi.
So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that leapeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog leapeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink.
Ipapo akaenda navanhu kumvura. Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, mumwe nemumwe unokapa mvura nururimi sezvinokapa imbwa, unofanira kumiisa kurutivi ari oga. Saizvozvowo mumwe nemumwe unopfugama pamabvi ake pakumwa.
And the number of them that leapt, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water.
Zvino vanhu vakanga vakapa vachiisa maoko avo kumiromo vakasvika varume vane mazana matatu, asi vamwe vose vakapfugama namabvi avo pakunwa mvura.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that leapt will I save thee, and deliver the Midianites unto thine hand, and let all the other people go every man unto his place.
Ipapo Jehovah akati kuna Gideon, ndichakuponesai navarume ava vana mazana matatu vakakapa mvura, nekuisa vaMidiani muruoko rwako. Vanhu vose ngavaende havo mumwe nomumwe kutende rake.
So the people took victuals in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and returned those 300 men, and the host of the Midianites, or of Midian, was beneath him in the valley.
Naizvozvo vanhu vakatora mbuva yavo mumaoko avo nehwamanda dzavo, akaendesa vamwe varume vose vaIsraeri mumwe nomumwe kutende rake, asi vakasara navana mazana matatu misasa ya Midiani yakanga iri pasi pake mumpata.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Karaizo nyupasi.
And we'd like to continue.
Tichiendra mberi nekuverenga.
Amen. My wife is back. She was in Mutare. My mother wasn't well, but she is fine by the grace of God.
Mai wangu wadzoka vakanga vaenda kwaMutare, amai vangu vanga vasikunzwa zvakanaka, asi yezvino vanaya nenyasha dzaMwari.
We pray for her complete recovery.
Takanamata kuti vapore zvizere.
Sister Danga was in Zambia.
Sister Danga vanga vari kuZambia.
She is back by the grace of God.
Madzoka nenyasha dzaMwari.
3 weeks or so, 4 weeks.
Masvondo anodarika matatu kana mana.
Okay.
Amen.
I'll continue reading.
Dichaendera mberi nekuverenga.
From verse 9.
Vapa verse 9.
So that we have a full picture.
Kuti tive nemufananidzo wakakwana.
Of what was happening during that time.
Iye zvanga zviri kuitika panguva iyoyo.
So that we pick our context from right there.
Kuti tikwanise kuona chidzidzo chedu kubva panyaya iyi.
Amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand.
Zvino nehusiku ihwoyo Jehovha akati kwaari, Simuka uburikire kumisasa nokuti ndakavaisa muruoko rwako.
Now we see out of 32,000 people that had come to fight the Midianites.
Zvino tiri kuona apa kuti mubva kubva muvanhu 32,000 vakanga vauya kuzorwa neveMidian.
God sent many of them away and remained only with 300.
Mwari vakadzorera vakawanda vavo kudzokera kudzimba dzavo vakasara ne 300 chete.
He does not depend on your ability.
Mwari havazembere nesimba rako.
He does not depend on man's intellect.
Mwari havavimbe nenjere dzako.
But he depends on his power.
Asi vanovimba nesimba ravo pachavo.
And he told us he will never share his glory with man.
Vakatiudza kuti havagoverane pamwe chete kubwinya kwavo nemunhu.
Whatever he does, he wants to receive all the glory.
Chero chavanenge vaita Mwari vanoda kuwana kubwinya kwose.
At the end of what he does, everybody will be able to say, the Lord has done it.
Kana vachinge vapedza kuita zvavanoita, Mwari vanoda kuti munhu wese apupura achiti, ndiMwari akazviita.
In everything that we do.
Mune zvese zvatinoita.
Even if you get a car, you end up saying, God has done it.
Kunyange ukatenga mota. Unofanira kupedzisira uchiti ndiMwari akandipa.
If you buy a house, you end up saying God has done it.
Ukatenga imba, unofanira kupupura uchiti ndiMwari akandipa.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Because it is him that does all these things for us.
Nekuti ndiMwari anotiitira zvinhu zvose izvi.
If your business is thriving,
kana business rako riri kufamba zvakanaka,
it's not what you are able to do.
Haisi nyaya yekuti iwe unokwanisa kuriita.
It is God who has done it.
ndiMwari vari kuzviita.
Because he can close up all clients from coming.
Nekuti Mwari vanogona kuti pashaye kana mumwe anouya kuzotenga.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But it's him that opens up a door so that all the clients can come.
Asi Mwari ndo vanozarura mukana kuti vanhu vese vauye kwauri.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When you're getting healthy, you must know it's God that has done it.
Kana uine utano hwakanaka, unofanira kuziva kuti ndiMwari.
Because he can make all the enzymes to stop working.
Mwari vanogona kuita kuti maenzyme emiri wako amire kushanda.
And nothing will ever work in you again.
Wobva watoshaya utano hwako hwakanaka.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
It's God who is making sure everything will work.
NdiMwari vari kuita kuti zvinhu zvese zvifambe zvakanaka.
He does great things.
Vanoita zvinhu zvikuru.
You don't even know that you're breathing right now.
Iye zvino izvo hauna kutombobengenuka kuti uri kufema.
You're not even aware that your lungs are pumping.
Izvozvi hausi kutomboziva kuti mapapu ako ari kutoshanda.
And blood is circulating around your body. You don't even notice that.
Ropa riri kutotenderera iwewe zviri kutongoitika iwe uchitewo zvimwe.
But God is doing it.
Asi ndiMwari ari kutozviita.
When you wake up in the morning,
paunomuka mangwanani,
you must be able to say thank you Jesus.
Unofanira kuti ndokutenda Ishe Jesu.
Because it is the doings of the Lord.
Nekuti osaya mabasa aIshe.
So there's nothing that we are doing.
Saka pakutaura chokwadi hapana kana chatiri kutomboita.
It's God that is using you.
NdiMwari vari kutokushandisa iwe.
To make sure that his testimony in your life might be shown.
Kuti vave nechokwadi kuti chapupu chavo ivo Mwari Is that
true? Is the doings of the Lord. So that when you sing Amazing Grace, amen, you are not singing because somebody wrote the song, but you are singing it because for sure, when you look into your life, it's just Amazing Grace. He fights all our battles, not some, but all our battles. Is that right? Right now, as we are moving around, you do not know how many demons are fighting you. They want to push you down. But God makes you to stand.
It's
His grace. He fights all our battles. And we certainly appreciate that. Amen.
Amen.
So he is now dealing with the
300.
All the rest have gone home. Some of them were fearful. So they didn't want to go to battle. They were given permission to go back. Amen.
Amen.
And the 10,000 that had remained,
10,000,
some of them were idol worshippers. And God didn't want to work with idol worshippers. Amen.
Amen.
When you come to God's doings, make sure there is no idol worshiper there.
We
are looking for somebody that has got faith, so that it must work. Do you remember when Jesus went to Jairus' daughter? When the daughter was dead, he didn't say, "Everybody come, I want you to see what I'm doing." He says, "Get away from here." Is that right? Because he wants genuine faith to join up with his, so that it works. Did Peter do the same for the resurrection of Dorcas?
Peter got as much as he Dorcas.
He says, "Get out of here." Amen.
Amen.
If you remained and he prayed,
things work.
Amen. God is a separator. He's not a mixer. Amen.
Amen.
You know, many preachers get to be worried and surprised. They want to preach and they want to fill up a stadium within no time. But it all depends on what you're preaching. It's alright. There's some gospel that can allow women to put on their dress, their trousers and everything, and behaviors and everything, come, and then the whole stadium is full up.
Pane rimwe vhangeri rinotendera vakadzi kuti vapfeke matrauzi nema hipista nemamwe mazvibatiro asina basa. Ukangoparidza iroro vanouya vanozara.
And men with all the different things, the whole place will be full up.
Varume vachingotenderwa kuita zvese nzvimbo iyoyo haimbotani kuzara.
They can go to witch doctors and Sunday come to church.
Vanogona kuenda kunganga asi musi wesvondo vouya kuchechi.
That one you can fill up within no time.
Ukaita vhangeri rakadaro stadium rinokurumidza kuzara.
But our gospel,
asi vhangeri redu manje,
we have a very thin filter.
Tine sefa ine maburi madiki diki.
It's not a lot that goes through that one.
Aimomo amupindi zvakawanda.
Is that right? So we also don't manufacture miracles here. We have real ones. Genuine. Bona fide. Amen.
Amen.
It's God who does that. So when God does it, then there's no manufacturing. So our filters remain thin all the time. We want to keep the world away. And we want to keep the word of God on the inside, so that it will do us a lot of good. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So we want to now focus on the 300. We want to forget about the fearful. and the idol worshiper. I want to believe you are not the fearful one. Amen.
Amen.
You don't worship other gods, but you focus on one. Praise God.
Amen.
So if you do that, we're talking about you now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It does us a lot of good when we get to talk about ourselves. I'll continue reading. But if thou fear to go down, go thou with Phura, thy servant, down to the host.
Asikana uchichika kuburuka, uburuke kumsasa unapura muranda wako.
And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hand be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Phura, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host.
Ugondonzwa zvavano taura. Shure kwa izozo, maoko ako achasimbiswa kuburukira kumisasa. Ipapo akaburuka anapura muranda wake kusvikira kumudzivo wavarwi vakanga vari pamisasa.
And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, and their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for multitude.
Zvinova Midian, nava Amareki, navana vose vamabvazuva vakanga vari mumupata, vakawanda semhashu, namakamera avo akanga asingagoni kuverengwa, akanga akawanda sejecha ripa mahombe kombe egungwa.
That's the number of the demons that's against you also.
Spiritual Israel.
This was natural Israel, your spiritual Israel, right? And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along.
Zvino Gideon wakati asvika, akanzwa munhu wakanga achirondedzera kurota kwake kushamwari yake akati, tarira, ndarota hope, ndikaona chingwa chakabikwa chebhari chichikungurukira kumisasa yeMidian, chikasvika patende, ndokurirova rikawa, chikaritsindikira tende rikavata pasi.
And this fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for unto his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host.
Shamari yake ikapindura ikati, achisi chimwe chinhu, asi ndiwo munondo wa Gideon, mwanakomana wa Joash, murume wa Israeri, Mwari wakaisa Midian nehondo yose muruoko rwake.
And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream, that the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
Zvino Gideon wakati achidzwa kurondedzwa kwokurota uku nokudizirwa kwako, akanamata akadzokera kumusasa akati, simukai nokuti Jehovha wakaisa misasa yeMidian mumaoko enyu.
And he divided the 300 men into three companies. He goes further down. Is that right?
Akudzika.
So from 300, now he's got 100, 100, 100.
Kubva mu 300 akuita 100, 100, 100.
And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers.
Zvino akakamura varume avo vana mazana matatu akaita mapoka matatu, akapa mumwe nemumwe wamanda muruoko rwake, nezvirongo zvisine chiro nezhenje mukati mezvirongo.
And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do.
Akati kwavari, mutarire kwandiri mugoita seni. Tarirai, kana ndichisvika kumudziwo wemusasa sezvandinoita ini, nemiwo muite saizvozvo.
Don't forget this scripture.
Musakanganwe gwaro iri.
You do what I'm doing.
Tevedzerai zvandiri kuita.
Focus your sight on me.
Tarisai inini.
Whatever I do, you follow the same.
Chero zvandine chiita, tevedzerai izvozvo.
Amen.
Amen.
And I blow with the trumpet, and I, all that are with me, then blow you the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Kana ndoridza hwamanda, ini navose vandinavo, nemiwo muridzi hwamanda kunhiri dzose dzemisasa, muchiti, munondo waJehovah, nowa Gideon.
Some passwords that you must remember.
Mashoko akakosha emuhondo anofanira kurangarira.
Amen. If you forget those passwords, then things will never work right.
Ukakanganwa mirayiro yaunongopiwa nevakuru muhondo hazvishande.
Specific instructions.
Kunyatso kurayirwa kwakananga.
Look on me. Whatever I do, you do the same.
Chero zvandinenge ndaita tevedzera izvozvo.
The sword of the Lord.
Munondo waJehovah.
And of Gideon.
Nemunondo waGideon.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hazvina kunaka here.
So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands.
Naizvozvo Gideon navarume vane zana vakanga ainavo vakasvika kunzivo yemusasa pakutanga kwenguva yapakati yousiku vakangoisa varindi. Vakaridza hwamanda vakaputsa zvirongo zvakanga zviri mumaoko avo.
God's method is different from normal methods.
Nzira yaMwari yakasiyana nenzira dzevanhu dzemazuva ese.
What has this to do with fighting?
Ko zvese zvavari kuita izvi nechii chekuita nekurwa?
The whole mountainside is full of soldiers to fight.
Muchinga magumo mese makazara varwe vada kurwa.
And he's bringing 100, and they've got a pitcher, and they've got a trumpet, and they break the pitcher and blow the trumpet.
Arikunza vanhu zana vane chirongo varikuridza hwamanda vakukanda chirongo pasi vochiputsa.
Normally when you're going against the enemy you mustn't make noise, but these ones were making noise.
Asi kana uchienda kunorwa nemuvengi tozvati tinofanira kuita zvekunyahwaira asi havari kuita rusha.
Hey brother, this is surprising. God is always wonderful. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lambs in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hand and blew withal. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Ipapo mapoka matatu akaridza hwamanda vakaputsa zvirongo vakabata zhenje mumaoko avo oruboshe nehwamanda ndokuridza mumaoko avo oridyi vakadanidzira vachiti munondo waJehovah nowaGideon.
We haven't heard about them holding swords here, is that right?
Asatambunzwa kuti vanga vakabata minondo.
Amen.
Amen.
But something is already happening.
Asi pane zvatotanga kuitika.
And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled.
Vakamira mumwe nemumwe panzvimbo yake. Vakakomba misasa hondo yose ikamhanya vakaridza mhere vakatiza.
And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow for the enemy now. Even throughout all the host, and the host fled to Beth Shita in Zerata and to the border of Abel Mahola unto Tabeth.
Vakaridza hwamanda dzina mazana matatu, Jehovha akarwisa munondo womumwe nomumwe neshamwari yake uye nehondo yose. Hondo ikatiza kusvikira paBetishita kurutivi rweZerera kusvikira kumuganhu weAbheri Mehora paTabhati.
They started fighting against one another.
Vakatanga kurwisana pachavo.
Amen.
Amen.
And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites.
Zvino varume veIsraeri vakaungana vachibva kwaNaphtari nokwaAshari nokwaManasse vakatevera Midian.
And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim saying, come down against the Midianites and take before them the waters unto Bethbara and Jordan And all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Bethbara and Jordan.
Gideon akatuma nhume panyika yose yamakomo eEphraim akati burukai mundorwa na Midian muvatangire kugarira nzizi dzemvura kusvikira pa Bethbara neJordaniwo.
Amen.
Amen.
And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the one press of Zeb, that became their names, and pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side Jordan.
Vakabata machinda maviri a Midian, Oreb na Zebi. Vakauraya Oreb padombo ra Oreb na Zebi. Vakamuraya pachishiniro chewaini ya Zebi. Nzimbo izi dzakazopuwa mazita avo. Vakatevera va Midian. Vakauya nemisoro ya Oreb na Zebi kuna Gideon miri kwa Jordan.
Amen.
Amen.
Overcoming.
Kukunda.
This shows how God fights our battles.
Is not that it's a good Jehovah Anur was say wondo zedu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we appreciate him.
We at no matenda.
That's his promise.
Even Bisoyamo.
He fights all our battles.
Vanurwa wondo zedu zose.
And we are so thankful.
We at no tender school
for what he does all the time.
Nezavano itanguva zose.
Amen.
Amen.
And I want to take this subject and start from behind and come forward to where we are right now, what we read about.
Izvi sechidzidzo chedu tichibva kumashure tichienda mberi kusvika patava yezvino.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can just give me your undivided attention, I won't be too long.
Ndinokumbira kuti munyatsoteereresa hatisi kuzorebesa.
And check from the one that's sitting close to you if their eyes are open.
Tarisa akagara pedyo newe kuti haasi kurara here.
Amen.
Amen.
And keep checking after every 5 minutes.
Woramba uchingotarisa ma 5 minutes oga oga.
Amen. If we are going together.
Kuti tiri kufamba pamwe chete here.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
Amen.
Amen.
If the eyes are closing, just say, praise the Lord.
Kana masoa akuvhara, ingoenda munzeve ongoti, Mwari ngarumbidzwe.
Amen. I know what they're going to say.
Ndozvazva vachataura.
They'll say, Amen.
Vachangoti Amen.
They'll wake up with an Amen.
Vanopepuka nekuti Amen.
Praise the Lord. God is perfected in three. This is the idea we want to see as we come up to what we've read this morning. So I quickly come up with a quote. Amen. Of dedication or of building to the Lord. Amen. He says in here on this paragraph,
15.
Three-room house. You yourself are abiding in a three-room house. You are soul, body, and spirit. You are three compartments. God dwells in three. God is perfected in three. The church is perfected in three. The mathematics of the Bible does not fail. The sevens in worship. The 24s in the temptations.
24 miezo.
And the 40s in jubilees.
40 jubilee.
And 50s. The mathematics of the Bible run perfect. God is perfect in three. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost makes the one perfect God. Three offices of the same God. The church is perfected through justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then you are sealed until the day of your redemption. He that once purged by the blood of Jesus Christ has no more desire of sin. You passed from death to life.
Amen.
Amen. So we are watching this issue of the three. Yourself You've got the body on the outside. You've got the spirit inner. Inside of the inside, you've got the soul. And you already know about what controls all these other circles. Is that right? So you have come through justification and you got baptized in water because you believed in Jesus Christ. Is that right? Then you got to be sanctified, then baptized of the Holy Ghost. You are sealed in until the day of your redemption. Amen.
Amen.
And God, with three offices, He is the Father, He is the Son, He is the Holy Ghost. Three different offices that he went through up till this time. He likes it that way. So the Bible student, he knows the mathematics of God. So whenever God gives a figure, you already know what He's talking about. Whenever you read the Bible and you get into these numbers, you know what it is all about. Amen.
Amen.
When He's giving you about the seven church age messengers, when He goes on to number one and number two, you already know you're not getting to
10.
Amen. You already know the number. Because you know God's numerals. Is that right? So the Bible reader, who is you? I'm talking about you. Do we have Bible readers here? Yes. Hey, some put their hands down. Do you have Bible readers here? Beautiful. I'm not talking about you reading what you put up on the up here. When you go back home, you read your own Bible. Not only reading, but studying it. Understanding what He's talking about. Is that right? The reason why people fail is because they don't want to study. They don't want to take time to understand what God is talking about. But remember these three. Amen. It also means a lot to you. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Continuing with the three, I'm reading the message rapture. 144. You say, I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That don't mean you are saved. But by not by long ways. Look here.
Tarisa.
You are a triune being. You are inside of this little fellow here. Is a soul.
Mukati me munu iwe mune munu wa mukati.
Amen. Next is the spirit.
Tevere mwea.
Next is the body.
Tevere mubiri wako.
That's the order He gives after 63.
Do urongwa wa wakaratiza mshire ma 63.
Is that right?
Dizere.
Now you got five senses in this body to contact your earthly home. They don't contact the rest of it. You got five senses of the spirit here. Love, conscience, and so forth. But in here is where you live. Amen. That's what you are. That's in the soul. Didn't Jesus say the rain falls on the just and the unjust? Amen.
Amen.
Put a cockle bar out here and wheat out there and pour water on them and keep them under fertilizer and things like that. Won't they both live by the same water?
Sure.
Well, that is it. One of them will bear a cockle bar because that's all he is. The cockle bar will raise his hands and shout just the same as the wheat.
chiguduma chinosumudza maoko acho chichidanidzira sezvinongoita gorosi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Do you see what the prophet is showing to you?
Uri kuona zvatikuratidzwa nemuprofita.
A lot of things happen in this body.
Pane zvakawanda zvinoitika mumutumbi.
And a lot of spirits thrive in our body and spirit.
Uye mweya yakawanda inotogara mumutumbi wedu nemweya wedu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
But the Holy Spirit
asi mweya mutsvene
baptizes the soul,
unobhabhatidza munhu mukati,
the inside of the inside,
mukati memukati.
When we all rejoice,
tese patinofara,
the body rejoices,
mutumbi unofara,
even your spirit rejoices,
kunyange mweya unofara.
But that's not a sign that you are filled with the Holy Ghost,
kuti wakazadzwa nemweya mutsvene.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Rejoicing is one thing.
Kufara chimwe chinhu ichi.
Baptized with the Holy Ghost is another.
Kubhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene imonyaya.
Because the Holy Spirit can anoint the flesh.
Nekuti mweya mutsvene unogona kuzodza nyama ino.
And anoint the spirit.
Unogona kuzodza mweya.
But the soul is different.
Asi tasvika pamunhu mukati zvasiyana.
You must be born again.
Unofanira kuberekwa patsva.
He must dwell right in the soul.
Anofanira kugara mumunhu mukati.
That is his dwelling place.
Ndo nzvimbo yake yekugara.
That is his throne.
Ndo chigaro chake.
So when one is baptized with the Holy Ghost,
kana munhu abhabhatidzwa nemweya mutsvene,
he passes through the first and the second until he comes to the third.
Anopfuura chikamu chekutanga nechechipiri osvika pane chechitatu.
Then we don't fear for you.
Zvino hatichakutyira.
But just your rejoicing in church,
asi kungofara chete muchechi,
it doesn't mean you got it.
Azvireve kuti wachibata.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Then we can still fear for you.
Tinogona kutokutyira iwe.
Because you're not baptized on the inside.
Nekuti hauna kubhabhatidzwa mukati.
Do you see what the message teaches?
Murikuona here zvatinodzidziswa nemharidzo?
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Rubhabhatidzo romweya mutsvene.
Is when the Holy Ghost touches your soul.
Ndo apo mweya mutsvene abata munhu mukati.
And that soul is converted.
Zvino munhu mukati oshandurwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
And his nature is changed.
Hunhu hwake hoshandurwa.
And you have the nature of God.
Wova nehunhu hwaMwari.
Is that true? This is what we know. And may God help us. Amen.
Amen.
I want to look into the contrary. Amen. How the devil also works with the church. Is that right? He is also allowed to move in the same channel sometimes. Amen.
Amen.
I want to read from Resume of Ages in the Church Age book.
Resume of Ages,
page 373. Are you still around? Because you must be a Bible student, right? A spoken word reader. And students.
Uye mudzidzi wari nekurinzwisisa.
Is all right? So we don't just read, but we have got to study.
Hatifane kungoverenga, tofana kuverenga tonzwisisa.
Studying is not only for the preacher.
Kuverenga nekunzwisisa hakusikomparidzi bedzi.
It's for you also.
Ndekwako iweyo.
You must understand what the Bible is talking about.
Unofana kunzwisisa zviri kutaurwa nebhaibheri.
So that when the Jehovah Witness comes to your home, you don't say, just wait, I want to phone the pastor. Or brother so-so lives next door. No.
Kwete.
We don't have time for that. When all these come to try and dissuade you away from the beaten path, just tell them, let me pick my Bible out. And you know where it is written. Amen.
Amen.
Sister, you can overcome them. Because you have been taught already here. We told you the other time that we're not worried much about denominational ministers who want to argue on scripture. Do you know what we do? We send them our Sunday school children. They'll tackle them very easy. Amen.
Amen.
If you're not sure about that, wait until our Sunday school plays.
Amen.
Amen. Then you are going to know what we are talking about.
Amen.
Amen. So, brother, when somebody sends you a small person, you know, that is what we call despising. And this is what happened to
Goliath.
David was still a single boy.
David anga chiri jaya.
He was a bachelor.
Anga chiri jaya.
But he had to kill Goliath.
Asa akatouraya Goliath.
How many bachelors do we have here?
Tine majaya mangani munhu.
David.
Ana David.
Where are you?
Muri kumbi.
You must get anointed. Like your brother David.
Say, I'm a new David.
Amen.
Amen.
You don't have to wait for us. You must tell us. You wait here. You wait here. We're going to sort it out. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So I want you to remember. David was single.
David anga chiri jaya.
Is that right?
This way.
But he managed it.
Asaka no kunda.
Did you know that Joseph, when he interpreted the dream of Pharaoh, he was still single?
Munozari Joseph apa akadudzira hope dza Pharaoh anga chiri jaya.
How many of you know that?
Vanga vanozviziva.
Yes.
Hongo.
Single brother.
Majaya sakarora.
Are you ready to tackle?
Magadzira here kunopinda murwa mukurwa.
Go and fight.
And I'm going to
win. If your brothers won the battle, do you know what? You're also going to win the battle.
Joseph na David vaka kunda nemi omchano kunda.
Praise God.
Tinorumbidza Ishe.
Samuel was declared a prophet in Israel.
Samuel akagadzwa kuve prophet muIsrael.
Before he got married.
Asati arora.
Did you know that?
Mamchiziva here.
Are you getting inspired?
Muri kufemerwa here.
Young man. I'm talking to you. Amen.
Amen.
You will never be the same when you're walking out of here. You are going to tell everybody else. If Brother David made it, I'm going to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Even your friend can also do it. Because do you know? After David killed Goliath, do you know where he went to? King Saul took him. And he was staying now in Saul's house. And do you know what why Saul did that? He wanted his boy to be anointed. Who was in the house? Jonathan. Amen. So when he was looking at
Jonathan,
he was looking at a fearful boy, a shyster, who didn't have the courage. But King Saul saw one boy that is full of courage. Because Saul was afraid of meeting
Goliath.
Even the generals. Even David's brothers. They said, what are you coming to do here? Go back to our sheep. But David says, no. My coming here, there's a purpose. Is there no reason for my coming here? Is that right? Yes. So he went ahead. But when Saul saw the courage in this little boy, he says, where do you live? Who is this boy?
No,
he's the boy from Jesse. He's our brother. Go and call him. He must stay home. Amen. So that Jonathan can be inspired.
Kuti Jonathan awane runziro.
If your friend inspires you to go to dances, leave him. Look for one that goes to church. So that you can be influenced right. Is that correct? Amen.
Amen.
So this was intentional. And it worked right. Is that right? Yes. So, we go with this quote. This is a good place to make an illuminating observation. Look at the deeds and doctrines of the Nicolaitans. The doctrine of
Balaam
and the teaching of the false prophetess Jezebel.
Nedzidziso yemuprofita wenhema Jezebeli.
Do not constitute the three spirits or make three spiritual principles.
Azvipe mweya mitatu kana zvitevedzwa zvitatu.
These three are but the various manifestation of the same spirit as it goes from depth to depth
asi
in a church.
Zvitatu izvi kumuratidzwa kwemweya umwe chete paunenge uchidzika nekudzika mukereke imwe chete.
To destroy a church.
Kuparadza kereke.
Amen.
Amen.
What it all is the Antichrist spirit of organization in its three various stages. Once the clergy separated themselves and organized themselves they oppress the people by leading them into and binding them into organization also. This organization was based upon the creeds and dogmas which they taught the people instead of the pure word of God. Is that right? Ritual ceremony was given an increasing part in worship. And soon, this whole system was a militant and diabolical power that did its best to control all through the persuasion and discourse or literal
force. Rakapetwa kuti zvanga zvakushandiswa kutungamira vanhu nekumanikidza vanhu kuti vabve pane zvechokwadi.
When the word of God is given little preeminence.
Kana shoko ramwari richinge rarerutswa.
Amen.
Amen.
And they give creed and dogma more time.
Vobva vataura zvitendwa zvevanhu nekutevedzera kusina mubvunzo ndozvindo zvakakosha.
I don't have to describe this, but you know that from where you came from.
Handikwanise kuzvitsanangura izvi asi munoziva zvamaita kwamakabva.
Preaching the best will be maybe 30 minutes. But most of the times is much less.
Kana vakatorebesa 30 minutes asi zvinogona kutoita ma minutes mashoma.
There's a lot of singing.
Pane kuimbwa kwakawanda.
After that there must be apostles' creed.
Panofanira kuva nechitevedzwa chevaapostora.
It's not even in the word.
Asitombori kana mubhaibheri.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
And they're busy doing that or nothing.
Vari kuita izvozvo pasina maturo.
But we want to give the word of God full preeminence.
Isu tinoda kupa shoko ramwari nguva yakakwana.
Well, that's why we have come.
Ndosaka tauya.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
Man shall not live by bread alone.
Munhu acha angararame nechingwa chega.
But by every word.
Asi neshoko rimwe nerimwe.
That proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Rinobuda kubva mumuromo maMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
It received its energy from its own false prophecies.
Raiwa na simbararo kubva mune zviprofita zvavo zvenhema.
And not the word of God.
Kwete simba rekubva mushoko ramwari.
It was now absolutely antichrist, though it came in Christ's name.
Anga antichristu akakwana asi akauya muzita raKristu.
Is that right? This is what happens with the denominational system. This is why the Spirit cried, "Come out of here, my people." And don't partake. Why?
Say,
is worship of demons. When you leave that, you're also leaving the Spirit. You're walking into the light. And God is going to take care of you. Is that right? So we see how the devil moves into church. Divide the clergy and the laity. And they say, we are the ones that God speaks to. God will never speak to you. The spoken word is for us, it's not for you. Amen.
Amen.
Destroying the laity. Amen.
Amen.
This is what happens. When the Catholic Church came into our country. And many other countries. The priests didn't want to speak in English. They wanted to speak in Latin. And pray in Latin. So that you believe that it's only Latin that God understands. He will never understand English. He won't understand Shona. Hey, brother, what a lie.
Hey,
is that right? The Muslim is also doing the same now.
Muslim,
if at all they must pray in Arabic. They don't pray in the normal language. Why do they do that? They want to make sure you think God answers Arabic and not English. Me, I don't want that God. Who only answers Arabic or Latin? So if I can't speak that, God doesn't hear me. No, that's not true. But I want a God who understands me. Is that right? When I pray in my language, he must understand that. And he will come back and you answer my prayer. Is that true? I believe you like the same too. Amen.
Amen.
This is why Paul was not happy with people that were speaking tongues only. He says, translate so that we also can hear what you're saying. What kind of a God is it that will just come and speak in tongues every time and every day and all the time? It's tongues, tongues. And people will say, oh yeah, God has spoken. He has not spoken. Who is that?
Dimari upa nongo ya chingo taura nendimi. Apana chamburu kumbonzo. Apana chamburu kunzwisisa. Dimari weru ziyo. Ana kutaura asmuari.
It could be the devil that is mocking you.
Pamendi ziya bore arukuto kusekai.
Yeah.
Wong.
A preacher comes up and he preaches and he wants to show you that he can be in the spirit. And brother, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he's busy babbling and speaking in other tongues, and people say, oh yeah, he's a man of God.
Wait 5 minutes, achingo shinda manindimi. Hey, munhu wamwari, munhu womweya zvishuwa. Aiwa, sirizvo.
Give us translation. We want to hear what you are telling to our God.
Tinakunzwa zvauri kutaura naMwari wedu.
Yeah? Did I tell you this story?
Ndakakuudza here nyaya iyi?
I met this other gentleman. He was South African, okay?
South Africa.
But he was working here. I'm not giving too much detail, but he was working here with some of the workers in our country. Amen. But he was staying at a certain place in Chitungwiza, somewhere there. And he was. We had a discussion with him. And he said, you know, some apostles were inviting his wife, and they would go to their church, and they would hear what they were doing and everything. And he says they were also inviting me, but I never got time to go. But this man had a wonderful job of translating languages. Because he could understand Arabic, Hebrew,
and
most of the Eastern languages,
even
the languages in Southern Africa, he could pick it very easily. Amen. So that was his job. Because he went to school to learn the language, right? He didn't get in the spirit to know the language. But he learned it. In as much as you have learned English, right? So finally he accepted to go. And on that particular day, of course, they were doing a lot of other rituals there. But what surprised him is when they started praying and speaking in tongues and everything else. Brother, he got shocked. Because they could speak some Latin and mixing it up with Arabic. And he was hearing, not trying to translate, but he was hearing straight. He says, if I tell you what they were saying, you won't like me here. He says, they were mocking God in obscene language. He says, I got surprised. Where am I?
And these
people, they give a wrong interpretation in
Shona.
Yet I'm hearing direct that there is obscene language in Latin, in Arabic, and all these other things. He says, I will never be here again.
What are
you
looking for at my apostle? What are you looking for? Those are not God's tongues. They are cursing you. Come and see this fool here.
Brother, you don't go there.
Oh, may
God help us. Amen.
Amen.
We had it out and straight somewhere.
Come and let's speak language that we all understand.
At least by the time you go back home, you know we didn't backbite you, right? And you are happy and you are rejoicing. Let's hear the word of God. He will do us a lot of good all the time. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I want to read from the seventh seal book. Amen. A few paragraphs there.
377.
Paragraph
377.
Are you still in church?
Amen. Amen.
He says, would be a good thing that he doesn't know anything about it. Amen. That's the devil now. Whenever you want to do, you're planning something. Don't get to talk about it to everybody.
No.
Because if the devil hears it, he's going to do a lot of harm. Did the prophet tell us that? Yes. You just pray about it. The devil can never discern. He doesn't know what is in your heart. So just go. Amen. We just blow without blowing trumpets so that the devil will never follow you. The devil only becomes active against you when you tell people what you're doing. Because when you're telling the people, he's also hearing that. Amen.
Amen.
Keep it yourself. Amen. And watch God unfolding.
Would
be a good thing that he doesn't know anything about it. Because if he did, then he would impersonate that. That's his tricks in doing things. Is that right? Brother Branham told the preachers about the first pool. And about the second pool. Within no time, the whole country was full of impersonators. Because he spoke about it. Is that right? But he never spoke about the third. Amen. Then there was no impersonator for the third. You cannot even impersonate that. Amen.
Amen.
That is tricks in doing things. So therefore, God has made it so hid to the whole world, even to heaven, that there is no way of understanding it. Only as God will reveal it to himself. Is that right? Even heaven does not know. The Bible says, even angels don't know the day of his coming. Because it must be secret. If God comes up and tells you, I'm coming 25
December, 2017.
Or let's say 2018. 25
December
2018.
25
December
2018.
And the rest of the people know the date. Do you know what is going to happen? There will be nobody in church. People will go drinking and do everything else. crooks and do everything.
September
2018. And every day from then, coming home. God will never do that. He won't tell you the date. Amen. Because he wants you to be ready now. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, by September, brother, the churches will be full.
September,
getting ready for what? For
December.
But he doesn't do that. He comes as a thief in the night. When people are not even expecting, that's the time he comes. So that you get ready. Amen.
Amen.
So he will never tell anybody. First pull, second pull. The preachers impersonated. Even today. The preachers, even of today, they're impersonating. Is that right? Magaya is also doing it.
Magaya ari kuita zvimwechete.
All the different ones,
nevese vakasiyana,
they're doing it. Because the prophet spoke about it.
Nekuti muprofita akazvitaura.
Amen.
Amen.
But nobody will ever do what the third pull is about.
Hapana anokwanisa kutevedzera kudhonza kwetatu.
Even in the message.
Kunyange mumharidzo.
Until it is revealed to you.
Kusvikira zvazarurwa kwauri.
He is now dealing with the channel of revelation.
Vakushanda nenzira yechizaruro.
That is how he comes.
Ndoma uri avanoita.
Not understanding.
Kwete kunzwisisa.
No, no.
Kwete.
He reveals it to you.
Vanozvizarura kwauri.
So you know how to behave.
Saka unoziva kuti unoita sei.
Praise God.
Amen.
Isn't the Lord wonderful? No, I want you to notice tonight that the sixth seal there was a threefold purpose of the sixth seal. Did you get that? Amen.
Amen.
There was a threefold purpose of the horse riders.
There's
been a threefold purpose of all these things. That brings us back to a three and a seven again. Seven seals, seven vials, and so forth. Is that right? That's God's mathematics. Amen.
Amen.
Now,
so you know,
in threes and sevens is God's number. In his mathematics of revealing his word. Now you notice. Like in the riders. Now there was three horses went out. One of them was white. One was a red one. One was a black one. And then the fourth horse, why? All of them was mixed together. But it was three colors that God mixed up to make a pale one. Is that right? All of them was mixed together. See, a threefold purpose. Now, God did the same thing. God did the same. When he sent out his lion, which was his word, to combat the Antichrist, then we find out that he sent out the ox during the time of the tribulation period. Sacrificial animal. And in his tribulation period, that's all the people could do, was just work, slave, and offer themselves for a sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
Then we find out in the next age, which was the reformer age, God sent out the wisdom of a man. A man like the head of a beast, which was a power that went forth in the reformers.
You know what
he's talking about? Now, did you notice? No wonder that the people of these days still living in the hangover like it was from the reformer age, because they just seen it in the ecclesiastical way of looking at it. And they see it in the way that their seminaries has taught it. That was God's way at one time. But we've lived past that. So a lot of the denominations, they're having a hangover. Is that right? Because it was taught then. They don't want to quit and walk forward. Is that right? So they're in a hangover. And a lot of people, they don't want to move into the message, which is a revival of our day. They want to hold on to grandma's revival. Is that right? Because Lutheran was a revival of his day. Amen.
Amen.
But the Holy Ghost moved from Luther to Methodist. It was a revival of their day. And God moved from Methodist to Pentecost. It was another revival. Today, we don't need Methodist. We don't need
Luther.
It was a revival of grandma. Manja unyari.
Are you not ashamed?
Haunyari wewe.
Are you not ashamed?
Kulamba wari mu revival ya mbuya.
To remain in your grandma's revival.
That was mbuya's revival, okay?
Rwaru mutsiro rwa mbuya. Amen.
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 But the message has moved on. The Holy Ghost from Pentecost, we are in the message. This is where the Holy Ghost is moving. Everything that is real today is in the message. Do you believe that? Yeah. That's true. Hey, you people, look at this. This world lacks fashion.
Fashion.
They move from one to another. Brother, and if you are in old fashion, they look at you. Suppose you put on bell bottom today. Hey, brother, and platform shoes. And long hair like this for me.
Afro.
And a jacket with very big lips like this. And a banana tie. And you walk on the street like this. Brother, we used to walk like that. But that's old fashioned. Today, if they look at you, brother, you'll be the newspaper tomorrow. They say, come and see what this guy is doing. He's old fashioned. Is that right? So you have left that on the natural. You are putting on different. Is that right? Why are you not doing that? Because it's old fashioned. Why don't you have a skin up front? Why don't you have that? That was clothing. But you have left it because it's old fashioned, right? You only want to take it on the natural. How about spiritual? Luther was old fashioned. Pentecost is old fashioned. We have moved on front. So leave all those revivals. We have our revival. Amen.
Amen.
The bride knows no other revival. But Malachi 4 is our revival. Is that true? We don't need any other revival. Give us Malachi 4 revival. Give us message revival. That is our revival for this day. We don't need another. Amen.
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 Praise be the name of the Lord. We like that. Now, we are into the eagle of the age.
Of the eagle.
Sorry, we are into the age of the eagle. The revelation to be revealed. The whole thing.
Now,
compare this with Revelation, the 10th chapter. Verses
1
to
7.
And you will see there in this revelation, the revelations here,
10:1-7,
that in the days of the sounding of the seventh angel's message was to finish up all the mystery of God. Brother, we like it. Finish up. So there's no other messenger coming. There's no eighth one coming. But when Malachi 4 comes, can you repeat the word finish? Finish. If you finish, what else? Is there anything else to come? Message believer knows about finish. They know what finish means. So when the seventh angel comes on the scene, finish. It's over. Is that true? This is what we know. And this is what we teach one another. Amen. 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 Now we find out also in this that the sixth seal now being opened, it was for a threefold purpose.
Now,
there was the purposes. The first thing was the sleeping virgin. Is that right? Had to go through tribulation. Amen. For what? Purification. She had to be purged of her sins of unbelief and rejecting the message. This she was done in the tribulation period. We see they wind up over here in Revelation
7.
Between the 6th and the 7th chapter here. Amen. That she had been purged. Amen. And she would be given her robes. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
This earth also, under the sixth seal, must be purged. Together with the universe up here. Is that right? That's the sixth seal. It has got to finish up all these things. And trigger the earthquakes and everything. Amen.
Amen.
It's a threefold purpose. Now, she's not the bride. The 10 virgins is not the bride. But it's the church. Amen. The pure people that don't have the opportunity, maybe to receive the message, or in some way that they were blinded by these false prophets. Amen. And they didn't get a chance. And yet, they are really sincere in heart. And God knows their heart. Amen. Amen. And here, they are purged during that time. Preachers standing by the door. That you can't get in the message. And they're giving them counterfeit. Some of them getting lost in Makandiwa and all these other places. Alright? And the different ones. Because they stand and say, don't go there. Okay? But tribulation period. They go through there. vanocheneswa and they get purged
vanocheneswa
because they are foolish virgin
nekuti imhandara mapenzi.
Amen.
Amen.
And even some who come to the message
kunyange vamwe vanouya mumharidzo.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here?
And the preacher says the message is for us, it's not for you.
Vaparidzoti maridzo ndedu isu vaparidza haisi yenyu imi.
Amen. And we're given the wrong things.
Muchipuwa zvisizo.
Wrong doctrine.
Dzidziso yakatsveyama.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Yet you are yearning for the truth.
Asi uri kunzwa kubva muchokwadi.
But you're being given the wrong thing.
Asi muri kupuwa zvisizo.
Then you're not prepared for the rupture.
Zvino hauzogadzirira kubvutwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
Tribulation period.
Asi munguva yematambudziko makuru.
You're going to be purged.
Uchacheneswa.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe you're not one of them.
Ndotenda hausi mumwe wavo.
You are getting the message straight.
Uri kutogamuchira maridzo iye
zvino. So that you get purged right now.
Uri kutocheneswa iye zvino.
You don't have to wait to go in the tribulation period.
Haufani kumirira matambudziko makuru.
Is that right? You get purged now.
Uri kutocheneswa iye zvino.
You get ready now.
Uri kutogadzira iye zvino.
You get fixed now.
Uri kutogadziriswa iye zvino.
Amen.
Amen.
So that you go in the rapture.
Kuti upinde mukubvutwa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Don't let anything disturb you.
Haikona kutendera kuti chimwe chinhu chikudzivise.
Or tell you this is not for you.
Kana kukudza kuti kubvutwa hakusi kwako.
The message is yours, brother.
Maridzo ndeyako hama.
You notice that another purging time.
Panguva yekucheneswa.
That's for Israel.
There Israel.
When she gathers.
Pavainoungana.
There's a second fold.
Ndochimwe chinangwa chechipiri.
God purges Israel.
Mwari vanochenesa Israel.
In the tribulation period.
Munguva yematambudziko makuru
aya. Out of the millions that's gathered there.
Kubva kumamiriyoni akaungana ipapo.
There will be a selected 144,000.
Pane vakasanangurwa 144,000.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
And they will be purged also.
Ivavo vachacheneswawo.
God purging Israel.
Mwari vachichenesa Israel.
Sixth seal.
Chisimbiso chechitanhatu.
Amen. Foolish virgin. Israel. Look at the third one.
Tarisai chechitatu.
Notice there is a whole earth to be purged.
Cherechedzai nyika yose ichacheneswa.
Amen. There will be such a thing.
Pachava nechitiko
chekuti. That the moon, stars and all nature will be purged.
Kuti nyeredzi nemwedzi nezvisikwa zvose zvichacheneswa.
You see what it is?
Munoona here zvazviri.
The earth is renewing herself.
Nyika iri kuzvivandudza.
Being purged.
Ichikucheneswa.
Getting ready for the millennium.
Ichigadzirira millennium.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
So the millennium's group coming up.
Pane boka remillennium riri kuuya.
You see everything that's got any filth in it is going to be purged during the sixth seal.
Chese chine tsvina machiri chichacheneswa muchisimbiso chechitanhatu.
Now. Now, do you notice on the opening of the seventh seal?
Zvino macherechedza here mukuzarwa kwechisimbiso chinomwe.
It's also in a threefold mystery.
Chine chakavanzidzwa chakapetwa katatu.
Amen. This one I have will speak and have spoke.
Listen to the language. Chichataura uye ndakataura.
That is in the mystery of the seven thunders.
Zvino chakavanzika chemitinimira minomwe.
The seven thunders in heaven.
Mitinimiramwe iri kudenga.
Will unfold this mystery.
Ndo achabhedhenura chakavanzika
ichi. Amen. It will be right at the coming of Christ.
Zvichava pakuuya chaiko kwaKristu.
Because Christ said,
nekuti Kristu akati,
no one knew when he would return.
Hapana anoziva kuti achadzoka rini.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
Do you see where we are?
Maona here patasvika.
Amen.
Amen.
May God have mercy.
Dai Mwari vatinzwira tsitsi.
So we want to believe this morning.
Tinoda kutenda mangwanani ano.
That God has been busy unfolding himself.
Kuti Mwari vanga vari mubasa rekuzvibhedhenura.
The seven thunders are open to us.
We
are not looking for somebody else who will come and say my ministry or my commission is to open the seventh
thunders.
What you have on the tapes and the books is the voice of God. A thunder is the voice of God when God speaks. So he must reveal it to you when you're reading. And he's speaking to you. Is that right? So he has unfolded it. Amen.
Amen.
To make you ready for the coming of Jesus Christ. Make you ready for translation faith. Amen.
Amen.
Is the Lord wonderful? Yes. We love him.
Tinozvida.
Let me pick another quote.
Rega ndiverenge zvimwe zvinotaurwa neprofita.
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Kristu chakavanzika chaMwari chichizarurwa.
Are you still here?
Uchiri muno here?
Yes.
Hongu.
529.
Paragraph 529.
Are you following?
Tiri kufamba tese here?
Amen. That this is how God reveals himself. And this is how he makes you an overcomer. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Then our headship is a kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you. Said the Bible. Jesus, the kingdom. We are not a denomination. We belong to a kingdom. And the kingdom is the word of God made spirit and life in our life. The word of God. Is that right? Made spirit and life in our life. Do you get that? Because Paul says, the letter killeth. But the Spirit gives life. What does the Spirit do? Are you listening? The Holy Spirit takes the word which is itself and give it wings to fly. Activate the word of God. Make it alive in you. Is that right? If the anointing is not on the word, it's not good for you. But Almighty God takes the word and reveals it to you. He anoints it to your heart so that you and the word becomes one. So the kingdom of God is revealed to you. Our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come. Did it come into your heart? Did he reveal his word in you to make it life? Amen. The kingdom must be in your heart. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
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 Bringing to pass every promise of this day. Not of another day, but this day. And it did in that day, as it did in that day when the word and God was one. Is alright? It's good to know what God did yesterday. That gives a lot of knowledge. And for you to know what God is going to do tomorrow, it will make you to be aware of what is going to happen tomorrow. But a lot of times, the devil doesn't make you know, or he closes your eyes of understanding and you don't know what is happening today. But life is in today. When God reveals to you what he is doing today, when God reveals to you the promise of today, that is where life is. Is that true? Yeah, when Jesus came, he was the word of God made flesh. This is what he's saying here. When he came and walking on the shores of Galilee and preaching and healing the sick, the Pharisees were still in their churches. They were there in their synagogue. They could hear stories about Jesus. Is that right? But they never paid attention. They were busy with quotes of scripture about the Messiah coming. Yet Messiah was there. What were they preaching? I know where Jesus.
Messiah is coming.
Achawuya Jesu.
Jesu is coming.
But he was there.
Asanga atouya.
He was right there.
Akanga atouya Jesu.
Their eyes of understanding were closed.
Meso ekunzwisa kwawo akanga akazaru.
And they missed it altogether.
Vakazvipotsa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But Lazarus saw him.
Asi Lazaro akamuona Jesu.
Mary Magdalene saw him.
Mary Magdalene akaona Jesu.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And the fishermen saw him.
Nevarauri vakamuona.
But the Pharisees, it went above their heads. They saw nothing. But are you not happy, brother, that he was hidden?
kuti anga akavanzwa.
From the eyes
kubva kumeso
of the wise
nevakachenjera,
and those who think they can understand,
neva vanofunga kuti vanonzwisisa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
But he has revealed it,
asi vazvizarura,
to babes,
kuvana,
such as to learn,
nekuti ivo ndo vanodzidza.
Are you one of them?
Uri mumwe wevana here?
That God has revealed himself to you.
Nekuti Mwari vakazvizarura kwauri.
Yes.
Hongu.
That's why you are here this morning.
Ndosaka uri pano mangwanani ano.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not easy.
Hazvisi nyore.
To believe the message of the hour.
Kutenda mharidzo yenguva ino.
It's not easy.
Hazvisi nyore.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
And to accept all that it takes.
Uye kugamuchira nezvose zvauchapfuura nemazviri.
To give your back to the things of this world.
Kufuratira zvinhu zvenyika ino.
To give your back to the denomination and all it offers.
Kufuratira masangano nezvese zvaanokwanisa kukupa.
And you accepting the message.
Iwe uchibva wagamuchira mharidzo.
And live the life of the message.
Worarama upenyu hwemharidzo.
Brother, it takes grace.
Zvinotora nyasha hama.
He opened your eyes.
Vakazarura meso ako.
And it's amazing grace.
Uye itsitsi dzinoshamisa.
Are you not happy about that?
Haufarire here izvi?
It's not what you did. It didn't come by much reading.
Hazvina kuuya nekuverenga kwakawanda.
It didn't come by a degree.
Hazvina kuuya nedegree.
No?
Kwete.
Amazing grace.
Itsitsi dzinoshamisa.
Maybe you were not even looking for it.
Pamwe wangu asiri kumbozvitarisira.
Because you were actually running away from it.
Pamwe wangu ari kutozvitiza.
But God was hunting for you.
Asi Mwari vakanga vachikuvhima iwe.
And he caught you.
Vakakuwana.
And you were going the wrong road.
Wangu ari kuenda nenzira isiri.
And he pulled you back.
Vakakudzosa.
Put you on a rock to stand.
Vakakuisa padombo kuti umire.
Washed you by his waters of the word.
Vakakugeza nemvura dzeshoko ravo.
Amen. So that you can come out clean.
Kuti ubude wakachena.
In the image that he wanted you to be.
Muchimiro chavaida kuti uve uri.
Is this what he is doing even today?
Ndozvavari kuita here kunyange nhasi.
Amen.
Amen.
When you accept his word.
Ukagamuchira shoko ramwari.
He is cleaning you.
Vari kukugeza.
He is removing all dross and dirt.
Vari kubvisa tsvina dzese.
Out of your life.
Kubva muupenyu wako.
So that you might be in the image of the Son of God.
Muchimiro chemwanakomana wamwari.
He reveals himself.
Vanozvizarura.
So that you can look at him.
Kuti ukwanise kutarisa kwavari.
Amen. And when you keep looking at him,
ukaramba wakavatarisa,
your image changes.
Chimiro chako chinoshanduka.
From what you used to be,
kubva pane zvawaiva,
you assume the image that you are looking at.
Unotora chimiro chezvawakatarisa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
This is what happened.
Ndozvinoitika.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Remember the time of Jacob?
Munozapa mazuva aJacob?
Those mother cows and mother ewes.
Mombedzia
and the sheep,
nemakwai,
when they went to the trough to drink,
padzaienda kunonwa mvura,
they raised their head,
vosumudza musoro yavo,
they see the poplar sticks,
vona miti yemupopla,
and the fetus has changed color,
mwana ari mudumbu oshanduka ruvara.
Hey brother, the baby changes color inside.
Muru ichishanduka ruvara iri mudumbu.
Just by looking at poplar stick.
Nekungotarisa muti wemupopla.
Is that right?
This way.
Today.
Nasi.
You must know.
Unofanira kuziva.
Your mind,
pfungwa dzako,
is the womb of the spirit.
Ndiwo chizvaro chemweya.
You got a womb also.
Iwe une chizvaro zvakare.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
When you look at the revealing of the word of God,
ukatarisa kuzvarwa kweshoko ramwari,
something changes on the inside.
Pane chinoshanduka mukati.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
This is why you must come to church.
Ndosaka uifanira kuuya kuchurch.
Did you know we also have Wednesday night service?
Munozvari tine service ye Wednesday manheru.
How many of you don't know that?
Vangana vasingazvizive.
We also have a Wednesday night.
Tine imwe service ye Wednesday manheru.
And another one Friday night.
Tine imwe service ye Friday manheru.
Then this one.
Kozoita ino yesondo.
In case you thought it's only Sunday.
Pamwe unongofunga kuti tinongouya kuchechi Sunday.
Amen.
Amen.
We invite you to come and behold in the mirror of the word, there's somebody on the inside here, and you got to assume his image. Is that true? You got to assume his image. We want to be like him. We want to behave like him. We want to be in the stature of a perfect man. When you behold him, you assume his likeness. Is that right? The faith of God, the virtue of God, the knowledge of God, the temperance of God, the faith, all these things, brotherly kindness, and charity himself,
ne rudo
comes to dwell in you. The image of Jesus Christ being found in you again. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says it doesn't yet appear. But when he shall appear, you are going to see that we are like him. He doesn't show yet. But when he shall appear, everybody is going to know that we are like him. Amen.
Amen.
Church Age Book. Take your pen and write. Amen. What the prophet said. He says the bride will be like him. As she nears him. Are we still Paul's day? Are we still in the days of Paul? Irena's day? Columbus day? No. We are way up the pyramid. We got to be like him. We got to behave like him. We got to talk like him. Everything around us must be like him. We are nearing his coming. Are we not the last generation that must see the coming of the Lord? If it is true, we must see his likeness in his church, because he comes to marry somebody who looks like him. Is that true? He is the Word. And he's coming to marry the Word. So we got to be like him. Amen.
Amen.
We must be the Word of God made flesh today. That's the promise of the hour. We are the Word of God made flesh today. Do you believe that? Do you see his expectation about you? Is that right? He's expecting to see something around you. God have mercy. Let me finish my quote. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He wants to bring to pass every promise of this day. As he did in that day when the Word and God was one. And the Word and God is one in his church today. Making it the headship of the body that is redeemed. To bring the message in the last day. And be taken up from the dead. In the resurrection. To go back. And restore again as Adam and
Eve
in the beginning in the Garden of
Eden.
The threefold mystery of God. His body. Oh my. Do you see what he's telling us? The message Christ is mystery of God revealed. He's showing us the threefold purpose. The first one to be revealed is the kingdom itself. The Word of God made power and life in you, revealing the head, which is Christ the man. All that was in God was poured into one man called Jesus. So Christ is made manifest and revealed to you so that you know the man Jesus, who is the Word of God made flesh again in our day. When Christ is revealed, the next thing that must be shown out, all that was in Christ was poured into the church. Is that true? So Christ is revealed. Then the next one to be revealed is the bride. Amen.
Amen.
So Christ is the mystery of God revealed. The bride is the mystery, or Christ is the mystery of the bride revealed. She must be made manifest. She must be opened. So now, we've got the man. Jesus Christ the Word. And now we've got the bride. The church of God, which is the Word of God made flesh. And these two must go back to Eden. As Adam and Eve.
Sa Adam na Eva.
Adam and Eve.
Adam na Eva.
And an Eden.
Ne bindure Eden.
So God has got to cleanse this one.
Saka mari vapana kuchenesa ino iyi.
Amen. Because today this is Satan's Eden.
Nekuti yanhasi ibindura Satan.
It must be cleaned up.
Inofana kucheneswa.
So that the man Jesus Christ.
Kuitira kuti chikomba Jesu Kristo.
And his wife.
Nemurume nemudzimai wake.
Must walk back in Eden again. Avana
kudzokera mu Eden zvakare.
Threefold. Amen.
Amen.
The man,
Murume,
the wife,
Mudzimai,
and then Eden.
Ne bindure Eden.
As it was at the beginning. So has it to be now. Is that right? The man who must walk in the new Eden is revealed. The candidates of the new Eden are revealed. Are you not one of them? Yes. We are the candidates. We are ready. Because Malachi says, Malachi 4, we are going to walk on the ashes of the wicked. When is that? When he burns this one. Amen.
Amen.
When he burns this one, then you are going to walk. Christ and his bride. Walking up here. The word of God is what is responsible for our change. Is that true? We must be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Is that true? But we're here for overcoming. Like Gideon.
Gideon.
Look at the process. That God was taking him. The first thing, the man that is so full of complexes and full of fear. I can't do it. I'm not the one. I can't do it. I cannot be raptured. The word is not for me. But he comes to say, thou mighty man of valor. Is that right? And he's coming to you also. You are going to be raptured. He's going to change you in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. But you say, me,
what in it?
Can I do it? Yes. Amen. It is possible. You are going to be changed. If only you accept him. Because he reveals himself. You must see him. Amen. And you got to do something. So the angel came to Gideon. He saw him. Is that right? And he gave a sacrifice. The place called Jehovah Shalom. Is that right? He saw him. He performed. And he knew, hey, I've seen God. I'm going to die. Amen.
Amen.
And God started to walk Gideon in the paces until he came to the final victory of the Midianites. I got good news for you. You got some Midianites also. In your life, in your body, in your area, in your family, you got some Midianites. But God is coming to you to tell you you can overcome. Is that right? You have to agree and you must believe that yes, I'm overcoming. If you can't say that, you'll never be an overcomer. It must come from your mouth. You got to say it. You got to believe it. That Almighty God is the overcomer in you. Because you can't do it on your own. The Midianites must fall. Yeah, your behavior must fall. Your behavior on WhatsApp must fall. Is that right? Your behavior on your phone with pornography must fall. Mighty man of valor. Mighty woman of valor. Can you do it? Yes. You can make it. Yes. Every Moabite that walks before you, your head is turning. You can overcome that young man. Sister, every gigashite that is whistling at you and asking for your phone, you must give your back to that and you must overcome. Can you say
amen?
You must agree to that. Otherwise, you are thinking, that's the issues of the Madala's mind. Hey. Madala. No hoof will remain behind. You are also going. You must be changed. Every brother must go. Every sister, even the weak one, we want to go with you in the rapture. Amen. And the reason why we are preaching is for you to accept the power. Amen. You got to be changed. You got to be healed. You must be delivered. That midnight must fall. Amen. That midnight must fall. Because the angel came. The angel came, and the appearance of the angel was a sign that we are overcoming already. When the angel came to Gideon, that was a sign that the midnight is falling. Amen.
Amen.
What habit, brother, can stand when the angel appears? Not even one. Amen. Because you can overcome. Because the overcomer himself makes his dwelling place in you. Is that right? He brings his tent and stays in you. And the promise is, the shout of the king is in the camp. So, why do you fear? And you are also inside the camp. And that's where the shout of the king is. Is that true? And this bride, listen, is a final voice in this hour. It was the voice of the archangel. But it comes into you now. So you got nothing else to do but to shout. Because it's his voice now. That is in you. Brother, it gives you a lot of courage to know that there's no devil that is going to stand. Because you know where the king is. Because you know where the voice is. So nothing is going to stand. God is taking Gideon through the paces to overcome. If you accept his word, God is going with you in the paces. And you tell everybody else, I'm an overcomer. Gideon told his father, mighty man of valor. After he did that, he went to break down the altars of Baal. And the people went to Gideon's father and said, look at what your son has done. Because when you believe it, brother, you must show. Faith without works is dead. He destroyed the altars of Baal. And they all went to Gideon's father and said, look at what your son has done. Do you know what the father said? Let Baal fight for himself. Let him fight for himself. Why? He already was convinced. He was convinced that Almighty God has visited my son and something is going to happen. Are you convinced also that God has visited you, not another, but you? Do you believe that? When the angel of the Lord came, he brought a message for you. Do you believe that?
No stand here.
You are not alone on this walk, brother. In the message of the 10 virgins, the prophet says the angel of the Lord is on the earth right now to prepare everything for the rapture. Is he still around? We never heard when he went away. He's still around to prepare everything for your going. Don't look for the deacon. Don't look for an office around. For who's going? Can you point your finger at yourself? You are going. You are going. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. It doesn't matter how many credits you have. How many months of unpaid rent. Hey, brother. The man with lots of months of unpaid rent is the one that is wishing the rapture must happen today so that I can live. Yeah, rent is one thing.
Rent,
how about the one with the tummy ache that doesn't seem to heal? Until you are changing diet and the doctor tells you no more salsa, you are only on potato and rice, and then he comes back and says no more potato, it's only rice, and you are trying something else. He said, hey, the rapture must happen now so that I can leave these things behind. Amen.
Amen.
There are a lot of other things, brothers, bothering you. Amen. Until you've got to say, oh, come, Lord Jesus. We want to go. Hey, brother, the doctor told you, you mustn't eat fat. You don't. You mustn't eat this. No more beef. It's only white meat. Brother,
beef is so delicious.
Your diet, brother, is being channeled to almost nothing. And you are getting to be so thin and pale until wind, brother, can blow you away. May God help us. That is the man that is praying. Lord, where is your power that can remove him from this slavery? They will tell you, don't drink milk, cow milk again. Take soya milk. And some will say, no more cow, no more soya, goat milk. Where are you going to get the goat milk, brother? This slavery, brother, that the devil is putting on you. Somebody has got to stand up and say, no more! Nothing again of that sort. I am a victor. God has given me the power so that my disease must go. That disease that has been bothering you, it must go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to be a slave again. Amen.
Amen.
I want to eat what I want. I want to go where I want. I want to dress what I want. Because the doctors told you, with your skin, with the cancer on there, you must never put wool again. Brother, 2017, when we've got the power to overcome. Amen. I want to put on cotton. I want to put on wool. I want to put on silk. I want to put on skin. Praise be the name of the Lord. Isn't the Lord wonderful, brother? What a mighty God we serve. And that God is in the camp. Praise God.
Amen.
He is walking the paces with you until you overcome. As he did with Gideon. He said 30,000 is too much. I don't want these ones. Just tell them, if you are afraid, go back home. Brother, many people went. Amen.
Amen.
And only 10 remained. God still said, it's too much. Amen. Says, if you still tell them to go, for the fearful ones to go, they'll tell you, no, no, no. The fearful ones are gone already. Me, I'm brave. I can face it. Then the issue came to religious. Amen. It came to religious. Because some of them are worshipping Baal secretly. So the water test was going to prove. Amen.
Amen.
The true worshipper and the secret ones. Is that true? We've got a lot of secret stuff that's going on around. Did you know that? Daddy, have you ever checked all the DVDs that your son is watching? And all the CDs they are listening to? Have you ever done that? You get a shock of your life. When you get to know the DVDs they are watching. And that is affecting their behavior. Is that right? When they've got these little earphones on there and they're walking around sweeping and cleaning and everything, and you don't know what they're listening to, do you know what you must do? Pull off one and listen. You get shocked. Secret worshippers. Is alright? Secret worshippers. Some brothers don't want their wives to visit their workplace. They'll say, no, 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 it's a high security zone. You must go through a process of vetting in order for you to come and see where I'm working. Liars. Let it come. So that all the ladies at your workplace must know your wife. Amen.
Amen.
Talk about her to them. Tell them you are married. Show them the picture of your wife and your children. You want to be ambiguous and mysterious. Show them, brother. Amen.
Amen.
It's no high security zone. No, 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 no.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. May God help us. This is a very difficult world. Amen.
Amen.
Doors in door. Once you allow him to come through the first door, open up all the doors. Private life, he must see that. And he must control that. Come into my heart. Come in to stay. And come in today. Is this our desire? Amen.
Amen.
God is not affected by the majority. Because everybody is doing it, I must also do it. Sisters are putting on low neck, I also want to put on low neck. This is fashion, I must also do that. You don't follow no man. You follow the word of God. Is all right? No man has got heaven for you. But God has got one for you. And that's where you must be going to. Is that true? So we've got to listen to what he has got to say. And this is what is going to help us. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, simple instructions to the 300 is what made them overcome. Without throwing any spear, without any sword, but Israel overcame by simple instructions. Is all right? Observe that, and you're going to overcome. Did he do that with
Joshua?
Yes. Without even throwing a small stone into
Jericho,
the instruction was very clear. Go around once every day. On the seventh day, this time take the ark. The priest blow the trumpet. Go seven times. Amen.
Amen.
And they were rejoicing before the wall fell down. This is what we must also do. We must rejoice before you see the result. Amen. And it works when we rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
Because sadness has got its own problems. A lot of spirits follow you when you are sad. But we must rejoice. And Paul says, rejoice always. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, God has sent us a man. In our day, a prophet. Amen. He was a first sheaf to be waved. Is that true? What does that mean, first sheaf to be waved? You've got a whole field of wheat. They were planted same day, receiving the same water. Amen. But there's one that matures earlier than all of them. Is that right?
This way.
It matures before every one of them. That one is the first sheaf. Is that right? In the book of Leviticus, they'll pull out that one from the field. So the owner of the field must look around for the one that is coming to maturity first. And he will go and pull it up and bring it to the priest. Amen. On the morrow after the Sabbath. Is that right? The next day after the Sabbath, which was a Sunday. And the first one to be ripened will be taken and he is waved before the Lord. Is that right? As Jesus Christ was the first one to rise from the dead on a Sunday morning, the first day of the week, the morrow after the Sabbath. Is that true? Amen. In this generation, among all the people that heard and spoke about the message, one came up first. He himself and the word became one. And he behaved according to the requirement of the age.
Akazvibata nekabatiro kaifambirana nechizvarwa.
Is that true? And he was waved before us.
Akazunguzwa pamberi pedu.
We're talking about the prophet of this age.
Tikutaura pamusoro pemuprofita wechizvarwa
chino. And what God did to him,
zvakaitwa naMwari mumuprofita
wenyu, he wants to do it to you also.
Vada kuitawo mauri iwe.
Amen.
Amen.
And he says, inasmuch as this one has come to maturity, the rest will also come to this maturity. Is that true? He spoke, and squirrels came. Look at me and do what I do, and you cry, the sword of the Lord and of
Gideon.
Is that true?
This way.
We don't have Gideon today.
Atina Gideon nas.
But we got William Branham.
Atina William Branham.
He says, look on me.
Vakanditari sei.
Do what I do.
Moita zvandakaita.
And you cry.
Mudanidzira.
The sword of the Lord.
Munondo wa Jehovah.
And of Gideon.
Ne wa Gideon.
The sword of the Lord.
Munondo wa Jehovah.
And of William Branham.
Ne munondo wa William Branham.
He did it.
Akazviita.
And the enemy fell.
Amen.
We look at what he did.
Tino tarisa zvakaita.
And we copy what he did.
Totevedzera zvakaita.
Is all right?
Ndizvo here.
We are not starting our own life.
Hatinisi kutanga
upenyu. In a message.
Mumharidzo.
But God gave us a man.
Asi Mwari vakatipa munhu.
That has done it.
Akazviita.
So that we can follow that.
Kuti tikwanise kutevedzera izvozvo.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
So the husbands today, look at one that has been shown as a husband. Look at how he behaved before his family. Before his children, repeat that.
Varume vanhasi vana baba vanotarisa kune uyo akaitwa muyanzaniso wemurume nababa kuvana vake nemudzimai vake nezvakaita totevedzera izvozvo.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here.
The preacher today.
Muparidzi nhasi.
We're not inventing a new will, brother.
Hatisi kutanga chinhu chitsva hama.
No, no.
Kwete.
Somebody has come already.
Pane akatouya kare.
To show us how we must behave with the message on the inside of us.
Kuti tofanira kuzvibata sei kana takatakura mharidzo.
Is that true?
Ndizvo here.
With all the evil that's in the world today, he held his head above the waters. Why are you putting your head under the water? But the one that God sent us, despite what was there, despite what kind of temptations, his head was above the waters. Look up. Keep your head above the water. You're going to overcome. We're not inventing a new world. Because the prophet said, in every generation, God gives an example. And we got one. By the grace of God. Praise the Lord. My last quote. Amen. So God had to divide the 300 into three
again.
He divided, he removed the 22,000,
10,000
and remaining with three. And on that last three, he had to subdivide that again.
300.
Amen. Souls that are in prison now. Are you still around? Amen. I hope you didn't rejoice when I said I'm closing. Jesus' ministry consisted of three pulls. Did you know that? Notice. And be sincere. If he ever was in your life. Amen. Now. For a minute, a few minutes. His first pull was healing. Healing the sick. He became very popular. Very popular man. Everybody believed him. Seemed like. Is that right? When he went forth, healing the sick, everybody wanted him in their church. Is that right? This is it. Everybody wanted him in his church. Praise God.
Amen.
I want to go down. 285. I didn't finish that part. Because you all know. First pull, second pull, third pull. Amen. Healing, discernment, and prophesying.
Amen.
Amen.
Noah
had three pools.
And
his third was the lost after the door was shut. For God let it sit right here, right there, where nobody could enter or get out. Amen.
Amen.
They were inside. For as on the seventh, on the seventh mountain, the highest mountain, that's where he settled the ark. Mountain, you see? That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Do you see what God did? Praise God.
Amen.
So Jesus had three pools.
Noah
had three pools.
Noah,
he says every ministry has got three pools. Is that true? And the prophet goes further to tell us about the third pool, how it is also threefold. Is it just like
Gideon?
Yes. The manifestation of the word. Word spoken word creation. That's the third pool. Souls in prison. That's third pool. Are you seeing the three? Yes. When Brother Bram spoke squirrels into existence, that was third pool. When he spoke to the winds, and they understood that, when he spoke to the little fish, I give you back your life. That's not human being. That's not normal. But that is God doing it. Is that true? He speaks and things are there. That is the third pole. And the second part of the third pole. Is that right? Apart from speaking things into existence, was the opening of the word. Amen. The interpretation of the white rock in Junior Jackson's dream, that the sun had never shone on before creation. Is that true? Amen.
Amen.
And the third part was what was shown in Noah. Preaching to souls that's in prison. Amen.
Amen.
Noah had the door closed. It's God who closed the door.
Noah,
he did not close the door. But the people on the outside saw the message of Noah in manifestation as an ark. Because your message, your revelation must be manifested. Is that true? They were seeing it there. Noah spoke about it. And there it was. Even if they thought they could have been saved by Noah, Noah could do nothing.
Kunyange vachifunga kuti Noah aigona kuvabatsira asi haina zvaikwanisa kuita.
Uncle Noah, help us. I can't do anything.
Noah tibatsirewo handizvo ndikwanisa kuita.
Because God is locked there.
Nekuti Mwari ndovavhara door.
Brother Noah, God closed it.
No, atibatsirewo. Mari ndovavhara.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because time is going to come.
Nekuti nguva ichasvika.
Where there won't be mercy again.
Panenge pasina tsitsi.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Sitting on the same kombi.
Makagara mukombi imwe
chete. With somebody who will never be saved.
Nemumwe munhu asingambofa akaponeswa.
Doing business transaction.
Muchiita business.
With somebody that will never be saved.
Nemumwe munhu asingambofa akaponeswa.
Amen. That's not your problem. That's not your fault. But God is doing it. Is that right? Oh, may God help us. Looking away to Jesus. Amen. So now, I'm going to say something to you. Now that I haven't said all along. And that is the thing that we have looked for.
Forward.
For a long time, for at least many years, 4 or 5 years, or maybe longer, the third pool has now been vindicated. And I'm sure You all know what it is. Now remember, there will never be an impersonation of that. Because it can be. See, it cannot be. Now it's in existence. And I am warned of this. Right at this time. Amen. Now it's just happened. So it could identify its presence among you. But it will not be used in a great way. Until this council begins to tighten up. And when it does, the Pentecostals and so forth can almost impersonate anything that can be done. But when that time comes, when the squeeze comes down, then you will see what you have seen temporarily in the ministry of Brother Branham be manifested in the fullness of his power. Isn't that wonderful? You're going to see that when the World Council of Churches begins to tighten. But brother, sister, this makes us to desire to go home. You need something to squeeze you in order for you to desire to go. But when you are rejoicing, when everything is okay here, you feel, let's go, let's continue. This life must continue. But God must squeeze you so that you've got a desire to go. But one of these days, we're going. Because the power of the Almighty God, which is in the message that is given to us, is already in us. And that is the power that is going to change us. Are you not happy about that? So the power has come already. He revealed his word. Everything that has got to be unleashed, he has done that already. And time now for us to go home. We are so happy, brothers. Amen.
Amen.
That we are the people to whom the ends of the earth has come. Amen.
Amen.
And we are not looking for another generation to come after us. That's what the prophet told us. Because we are the people that must go. The quickening power has come. The dynamics has come on the mechanics already. And we are supposed to go. Are you not happy? Let's stand up on our feet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. Praise.